Here in Kawangware, an informal settlement on the outskirts of Kenya's capital, students make their way to Sifa Primary School. They pay their tuition with Gatina pesos. The school is one of several institutions that accepts the community currency. Teacher Josephine Ouma says the currency has made life easier.
These currents work in a way that it circulates. So as a teacher, I get it from the parents, and I still take the same currency back to the parents to buy their goods. So it's a circulation process that I don't think there can be any scarcity.
The NGO Grassroots Economics rolled out the currency here last year. The pesos are only valid here in Gatina Village, part of the settlement.
Community currency, as you know, is a legal tender that acts as a promissory note and works hand in hand with the national currency. So in the event a member has less of the national currency, they are free to supplement that with the community currency so as to get access to the goods and services they may need.
The NGO has given pesos to about 500 locals. Each member must be vouched for by four business owners. The members then receive a maximum of 400 pesos, of which 200 are saved and pooled for community improvement projects. The rest, they can spend like cash. But those 500 members are a fraction of the approximately 10,000 people living in Gatina Village.
There are some challenges with the currency, since there are a lot of people here who have not accepted its use, but I believe that once we educate them on it, they will accept it, since many more are joining as we continue to enlighten.
The NGO says it started with a small number of members to make monitoring easier, but experts note that community currencies do have limitations.
It prevents you from getting goods and services from outside the economy, the local economy, and that means that the exchange networks are often quite small. A second weakness is the organization. At the moment, a lot of community currencies are organized in a voluntary form, and often after a certain amount of time, the impetus runs out.
Grassroots Economics plans to expand the initiative to communities in Rwanda, Uganda, and Tanzania in 2016. Participants in Kenya say the currency provides a cushion against hard times.